Dear friends, I believe it's pretty much everyone's desire to be remembered by someone who reaches the top and becomes very famous. We all want that. It was about 23 years ago that I met a very famous person. He wasn't famous at the time. His name was Alex Rodriguez. He was the shortstop, soon to be the shortstop for the Seattle Mariners. I shared an elevator ride with him from the first floor all the way to the fourth floor. And at that point, we were pretty much equals. I was, I think, thinking back to this time, it was when the Mariners played in the Kingdome, and I think I was about 16 years old. Alex Rodriguez was probably somewhere around 19 years old. And in that moment, we were pretty much equals, just taking an elevator ride. What a special moment. As we were in the elevator ride, I turned to him and I said, "You're Alex Rodriguez. You're supposed to be really good." And he turned to me and he said, what's your name?" And I told him. I'd like to think that that connection was memorable to Alex Rodriguez. 20 plus years has passed since that time. And Alex Rodriguez has won a world championship. He has accumulated a lot of money. He has celebrity status and has a celebrity wife. 20 years later, life has been good for me, but I'm not making the Hall of Fame. I don't have any world championships. I don't have celebrity status. I do have a celebrity wife, however. You know, boy, I wish Alex Rodriguez would remember that moment in that elevator, but fat chance. He hasn't. And he certainly wouldn't if he remembered me. He wouldn't be someone to raise me up to the status that he now holds as a very famous person in the world. I'd like to paint tonight, Good Friday, as an elevator-type moment, but with Jesus. We're gathered here for just a few minutes tonight. 45 minutes, that's it. But in the scheme of things, that's not really a lot of time, just like an elevator ride, just about 45 seconds. And in a sense, we're meeting Jesus as equals. And in a few moments, he's going to die. What we believe as Christians is that he descends down into hell. And in a few days, he's going to ascend and sit at the right hand of the Father. Will he remember us? Before we answer that, let's think about these two criminals that were on the cross right next to Jesus. Were they ones to remember Jesus? Would Jesus remember them, I should say? They were criminals, we know, and we know that in the beginning of in Matthew's gospel, he says that they riled Jesus, and they raged at Jesus, and they said terrible things to Jesus. They were hardened criminals. They weren't just petty thieves. Luke's gospel tells us that they were enemies of the state. In fact, thinking about these two criminals on the cross next to Jesus, probably the best way to translate this into today's terms, they were terrorists. Yes, they had plans, diabolical plans, to go against the state, and everyone knew it. Here's the critical question for those two criminals. Would they be ones to make excuses and justify all the things that they had done? Or would they admit their problems and faults and trust that Jesus would remember them after their elevator moment with Jesus on the cross? One thing we know in life is that criminals are good at justifying themselves and making excuses. And you know what? We're the same as sinners. We like to make justification and excuses for the problems that we have made, that we've been a part of. Think about this whopper. In the Old Testament, an excuse, justification for what they had done. Moses reaches Mount Sinai to meet with God, and the people were supposed to sit back in camp and think quietly and think contemplatively about Moses meeting God and this sort of thing. But in Moses' delay, the people went and intricately made a golden calf. They used all their skill. And when Moses comes back, Moses says, "What have you done?" And here's the excuse. Have you heard the excuse from Aaron, his brother? He says this, a whopper. "Moses, we just asked all the people to collect their gold, and it slipped out of our hands, and it went into a fire, and then all of a sudden it out popped a golden calf." It's in the Bible. Ridiculous. One of the criminals on the cross goes that route. He says, "Jesus, I didn't do anything wrong. It was everyone else's fault." But the other criminal on the cross has a change of heart. He has a change of heart. Perhaps he knows that Jesus is going to a special place. Perhaps he knows that excuses just won't work. Perhaps he's heard the testimony of everyone down below underneath the cross, or maybe he's seen the placard right above Jesus' head that says, "Jesus is the King of the Jews." Whatever the case may be, the one criminal says this, "Jesus, remember me in your kingdom to come." One thing's for sure, Alex Rodriguez does not remember me. Jesus remembers you. And he remembers everyone that turns to him. A recent study was taken regarding memory and how people can remember things, important moments in their life. And the research showed that if you truly cared about something, you would remember it. They found one person who could remember what day of the week any date was and where he was at the moment. They'd say, August 15th, 1964. And this man could say, "I was walking along the river, and we went out for a root beer float afterwards, and we had a nice evening together as a family." And the reason why he was able to remember that was because he remembered valuable points in his life, birthdays, and the man walking on the moon. And because those were so important to him, he could categorize every single day practically in his life. And the research showed that if you truly cared about something, you'd remember it. It's hard for men to sometimes admit that. But here's the thing. Jesus remembers the elevator moments with his people, not because he's omniscient and he knows everything. He remembers every elevator moment with his people because he loves you. Could someone remember every person they've rode an elevator ride with? Most people wouldn't remember those things. All of us here wouldn't. But you see, if you loved the people that you rode the elevator with, you would maybe perhaps remember every single person and you'd take note. And that was Jesus as he came on this earth. Every single moment he remembered with those who turned to him and confessed their sin and wanted relief from him that he offered. Dear friends, tonight, I want you to know that Jesus remembers. He remembers you. But what does he remember? Is it your sins? Is it your problems? Is it your grief? Someone once came to me and said that God and Satan actually have the same memory abilities. They just use them differently. And they said this, "Jeremy, Satan recalls our names, or he remembers our names, but he calls us by our sin and picks at us. God's the opposite. He remembers our sin, but he calls us by name." And when we turn to God and uplift our voice, Jesus takes it in and he doesn't share our dirty laundry. He doesn't use it as a weapon. He wipes the slate clean. It's the opposite of the world that we live in. We live in a world in which we share our troubles. People take it in and our name becomes dirtied and then we become forgotten. Tonight is the exact opposite message. You share your dirty laundry. You become remembered and you are treasured deeply. So tonight's an elevator moment. What will you say to Jesus tonight? You have a moment like the criminals on the cross. And in your hand, you have a nail. That nail symbolizes everything you could say to Jesus in that moment. Will you say, all my faults or someone else's, someone else caused them in my life? All my flaws in life are because of this person? You know, everything that happened to me, the choices that I make were someone else's fault? Or will you say what the criminal on the cross said? Jesus, I have faults, many of them, but remember me in your kingdom. Jesus remembers. Jesus remembers everyone that he took an elevator ride moment with. May that bring you peace tonight, this Good Friday. Amen.